Okay. In Parshat Vayikra, we have the commandment about the Korban Asham. So, it's a well-known Rashi. Rashi tells us that what's the Korban Asham all about? You have a kind of chalev that you can't eat. And it's an iser. Aser to eat it. And it looks the same as the kind of chalev that you're allowed to eat. So you really have to see what part of an animal the chalev comes from. So imagine you had two pieces of chalev sitting here. And unbeknownst to you, one of them was the aser kind of chalev and one of them was the mutter kind of chalev. You didn't know. You thought they were both the mutter kind of chalev. And you ate one of them. And then somebody comes to you and says, you ate one of them? Which one did you eat? One of those was the aser chalev. This is what Rashi tells us right here. And it's v'lo yada im avar alav im lav. You don't know if you violated something or not. Maybe you ate the mutter one. Or maybe you ate the treif one. So, what do you do? So Rashi tells us, okay, so you bring a korban asham. It's maybe I ate the wrong one. Let me bring a korban asham. It's, in the way Rashi phrases, it's like a kind of insurance level, lower level korban chatat. Had you known you ate the wrong one, you would bring korban chatat. Let's say somebody says to you, hey, you ate that, which one did you eat? Oh, the one on the right was treif, you shouldn't have eaten it. So, okay, so you bring a korban chatat. So here, we don't know which one was the right one, so you're going to bring an asham. And if you later ascertain, hey, we know which one was the chatat, because I always stick the thing on the, which one was treif, I always stick it on the right, and you eat the one on the right, so then you would bring a korban chatat. And then, what's the issue with this parish? So one issue that the Rashi tells you right away is that it makes the psukim read a little bit redundant. Rashi refers to it as a mikra shelo letzorechu, and he tells you that the midrash already explains away that stira. But the Sforno has a bigger issue with it. And you should know that it's not only the Sforno who has this issue with Rashi, the Ramban also has this issue with Rashi. And that is that when you phrase it this way, that the reason you're bringing a korban asham is because you're not sure if you ate the korma, you ate the one that's treif or not, whether you ate the mutter chalev or the aser chalev. So therefore, you're bringing a lower level chatat. So, and had you known, you would have brought the higher level one. So the Sforno says, wait a minute. Look in Pasuk Yitet of the Sforno, the fourth source. Aval pisha lishim lefamim yuvaza korban v'lo nechshal b'otochet. What does that mean? Sometimes you might have eaten an okay one. This might have been a totally happy story the whole time. There were two pieces of meat there. One was treif, one was kosher. You ate the kosher one. All is well. But you didn't know if you ate the kosher one. So you're going to bring a korban asham. What's the problem? We're not allowed to bring non-korbanot into the Beit HaMikdash. It's referred to as an iser to bring shemachnis bezech chulin lazara. So if I bring a korban that I don't need to bring, so I'm bringing chulin into the hazara. So if I'm bringing a korban asham for having eaten kosher meat, aren't I bringing in chulin lazara? That's the Sforno's question. Sforno says, wait a minute, if your whole issue is you might have eaten treif, you might have eaten kosher, well, if you might have eaten kosher, then you don't need to bring in this korban. And if you bring in this korban, you're violating bringing in chulin to the hazara. So the Sforno says, that's not the explanation of the Korban Asham. Rather, this is the explanation of Korban Asham. You were in a situation where there was meat that was kosher and not kosher. And you take a piece of meat and ate one. That means that you were in a situation where you might have been able to eat something not kosher. And the fact that you were in a situation where you ate something and you don't know if what you ate was kosher or not kosher, that's worthy of having to do tshuva, of needing kapara, of needing punishment. That's a sin. In the words of the Sforno, haya avono shelo nizhar ad shenafal b'safik. Your sin there, your chet b'shogeg or nafal b'chet, is that you were in a situation of safik. Ukufi avono yisa onesh. So you need a punishment for that iniquity, for being in a situation where you might have done something wrong. And that answers, says the Sforno, that answers the question about the Chulin and the Azara. Omenam korban asham hu al kol panim. You need a korban for this anyway. If tomorrow a person comes and says, hey, I know that the one you ate was kosher because, you know, turns out it wasn't the wrong one. You did fine. You don't have to feel bad that you brought that korban. That korban was for having been in that situation in the first place. It doesn't matter if at the end of the day you ate kosher. Regardless of whether you ate the right one or the wrong one, you need a korban asham. The korban asham was from that situation where you don't know if you ate the right one or the wrong one. If it turns out you eventually that you ate the wrong one, so the next day bring a korban chatat. But there's no connection between that and the first action. The first action is reprehensible enough for you to need to bring a korban. So for that, you bring a korban asham. Turns out you ate the wrong kind of chalev that is asr and chalev kari, whatever. Now you need to bring a chatat because you did a bishogeg, so you're going to go bring a chatat? So you need to bring a chatat. But either way, you needed an asham yesterday for being in this situation. And if it turned out that you didn't eat the wrong thing, you ate the right thing and everything was fine. Well, not everything was fine because you ate something and you weren't sure if it was fine. Okay, it turned out that it was fine, so you don't need to bring a chatat. But you needed to bring an asham for having been in that situation where you might have eaten something not fine. The Sefer HaChinuch has a very similar lesson. Mishar she'emitzah she'ya adam zahir v'yari achet. The whole point of the asham is to teach us to be careful and afraid of sin. V'yayin b'chol ma'asa v'yun tov. Pay a lot of attention to our actions. The v'al yikashel b'dvar avera, so we don't stumble and mess up and do an avera. V'alkein etzrichato ha'torah la'vi korban. So the Torah said, bring a korban. What's this korban for? Kishelon is har yafe b'masav, akadeshi lo yivaleir alav suffix. You weren't careful enough, and therefore you ended up with a suffix in your actions. That's what the asham is about. It's not, well, this is, we're hedging our bets on a korban chatat, so it's a lower level until you're sure, and then you bring the higher level korban chatat. That's how Rashi explains it. The Sforno says, no. Then, according to that, you shouldn't have brought this korban possibly. No, according to the Sforno, you need this korban anyway, regardless. This situation is bad enough. You need to do tshuva for it. So you need to bring a korban asham. If it turns out you were fine the next day, so you don't need to bring a chatat the next day. But you still needed the asham. And if it turned out you indeed ate the wrong thing, so the next day you bring a chatat. But one has little to do with the other one. This action of having been in a situation where you weren't careful enough about your actions, then you might have eaten something not kosher. You ate in a way that was specific, and we're not sure if you ate the chalev that was mutter, the chalev that was usher. That's terrible enough. Avon, it's an avon, avono yisa haonesh, as the pasuk says. According to the Ramban, he refers to this as shmama. It's terrible destruction, the situation. And that's what the Sforno says. Kishilon is har bedavar achanafel besafik. You are asham, you are guilty, Lashem, for not having been careful enough, for having fallen into that situation. So we have to be. That's the message of the Sforno about that the Asham gives us. The Sforno says the Asham's message is we have to be so careful with our actions that we're not even in situations of suffix. Not that, certainly not to purposely violate anything, to not definitely do anything wrong, but not even to possibly have done something wrong. And when we're in a situation where we look back at our actions and we don't know, was that thing that I did wrong or right? That in and of itself is a problem. That's what the Sforno tells us. Shkoyach, Shabbos.